With Montana News, I'm Mary Alds. Counties around the state are shifting from giving healthcare workers COVID-19 vaccines to community members. Limited supply has been a problem, but some counties say it's the unpredictability of that supply that's the real barrier to carrying out plans to vaccinate the public. MTPR's Aaron Bolton explains.
And I know she grabbed a 3-size bigger needle. I know.
With a smirk on his face, 68-year-old EMS worker Sherwin Smith is razzing one of the Teton County public health nurses vaccinating healthcare workers at an indoor park pavilion in Shodo.
I am tickled we're getting it.
Teton Health Department Director Melissa Moyer says her 6 staff are handling the entire vaccine rollout in the county. Her team has moved on to Phase 1B, which includes those 70 or older and others with underlying health conditions. More than 4,800 people are now eligible to be vaccinated in the county.
We don't have any public transportation throughout the county at all, so it puts some pressure on us to be out and move around and offer these vaccination clinics in different locations.
However, Moyer says the health department's plans to put on vaccination clinics in various communities across Teton County have been stymied by an unpredictable vaccine supply.
If we schedule a clinic out a week from now or 2 weeks from now, we're keeping our fingers crossed that vaccine shows up in time.
It's not just rural counties facing this issue. Yellowstone County Health Officer John Felton.
The past several weeks, we received about 2,000 doses of vaccine for first doses. This last week, we only received about 1,100.
Felton says the county finds out the number of doses it's getting just a couple of days ahead of time. That means vaccine clinics are planned out somewhat on the fly. In a video last week, Missoula County Incident Commander Cindy Farr says the county is in the same boat.
And we do not know when our allocation may be increased, but we will keep you posted as we continue to move forward.
Missoula, Yellowstone, and other counties have been asking the state for more long-term projections on vaccine supplies. But the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services says that's something it can't do. State officials find out from the federal government every Tuesday the number of vaccines coming in the following week. Major General Matt Quinn, head of the state's COVID-19 task force.
So this week, I think similar to last week, was another 13,500 first dose.
DPHHS says supplies coming into the state the first week of February will increase to 15,625 doses. President Joe Biden's administration has promised states 3-week projections for vaccine supplies to help them provide more predictability at the local level. But state officials say they have no information on those plans. Biden has also announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, will establish 100 vaccination centers around the country by mid-February and deploy mobile vaccination teams to rural communities. Major General Quinn says those announcements have raised more questions than answers.
If the feds want to come in and do a max vaccination clinic, where are they going to get the vaccines from? Does it come out of our already limited supply? Is it some supply that they're going to bring into the state? We haven't heard anything more on that.
MTPR reached out to FEMA to ask these questions and others about how Biden's plans could take shape in the state, but did not receive a response by deadline. In a press release, FEMA officials say the agency will fully reimburse states using National Guard troops for vaccine deployment. The release only says FEMA will coordinate with other federal agencies to stand up vaccination centers and mobile vaccine efforts. While details about federally supported vaccine clinics and mobile teams in Montana are uncertain, public health experts like Lori Freeman with the National Association of County and City Health Officials say they are a step in the right direction.
Bottom line is we have not done a good job throughout the pandemic, let alone right now at this critical juncture of vaccination, with ensuring that resources are flowing down to the community where that last mile of response has to occur.
Back in Teton County, Moyer says any additional resources or predictability about vaccine supply would be a big help at the local level. and she wants people to remember health departments have more to do than just administer COVID vaccines.
You know, we still are contact tracing. We're still doing case management with our COVID cases. We're, you know, we still have other regular health department programs. We're still doing routine childhood vaccinations. Like, we're not able to drop everything to just do COVID-19 vaccination.
Despite those challenges, the six-person Teton County Health Department is still finding a way to deliver the vaccines they are getting. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.